It's our monthly sit down and chat with Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And I can't believe summer's winding down.
How fast it goes.
Boy, summer winds down, but the scams certainly don't. It's always funny, Steve, you go on Facebook and you see all the parents putting their first day back to school. A lot of kids are already back in school. But with that comes, when I say kids, they'll always be kids to us
because kids,
from, kindergarten all the way through college,
right.
They'll always be kids to us. But unfortunately, they could fall prey to a lot of scams out there, especially the kids going back to college.
Correct. First time on their own, actually, what happens is that they don't really understand what they're getting themselves into. So they think they know it all, and they think they are adults, and they can make the decision if they're over 18. Well, that counters knows that. And they know that they're a very trusting group, and they also know they have a clean credit rating. So they want to steal as much information they can from them to actually steal their identity and steal from them. So students and everybody, young adults, elderly, need to be cognizant of their of IDs, and they're not sharing enough information with people that don't need it. So in other words, you never give your social security number. Somebody calls you up and says, I need your social security number, or I'm calling from your bank and we're calling from your credit card company, and that in order for us to continue, we need your account number. Well, your bank has your account numbers. So it's things like that. They're taking advantage of the students, especially because they're away from home the first time. They want to be adults as well. And then they get involved in the social media side. So when you go to Facebook and all those, and you see, and then you start clicking on advertisements, you don't know where it's going to lead you. And they can lead you to a site where it actually has malware and spam. That's a lot of happening today. And then what happens is that they can monitor your keystrokes. They can watch what you're doing. They can get your passwords then because they're into your system, and they can create havoc for you. And sometimes, hijack your page. So they can actually take your page, your Facebook page, and make it look like it's yours, and they can start emailing your friends and hacking them as well.
A lot of students, for the first time, they'll be having an ATM card, or they'll be having their own credit card. We were talking about a story the other day, you and I, where a friend of mine went up to drop her daughter back off at Madison, University of Wisconsin, and immediately she signed up for a credit card and started getting all kinds of links through the email, started clicking on it, and got something on the computer, some sort of malware, some sort of virus.
It happens all the time, unfortunately, because the credit card offers, these are not legitimate organizations. Some are, don't get me wrong,
but
the ones that actually are trying to rip you off or scam you in some way are just trying to tell you you got a guaranteed credit card, or they may mislead you or lie to you and say they're from the school, that this is school's credit card. They told me to give you a call. They tell you any type of trick to get you to give out your personal information. So don't believe somebody because it's on the call, or because you received the call, rather, wherever they're saying they're from. Do some homework and research, and be careful of the caller ID, because a simple $20 program, you can change your phone number on the caller ID to anybody's phone. And most consumers, businesses, and even students don't realize that. So that's where a lot of people get into trouble.
Right. And be careful when you sign up for all these activities. I know many of the schools have, quad day or college day, first freshman orientation. And you give your email out and you start signing up for things, and all of a sudden you start getting all kinds of, all kinds of emails that you shouldn't be getting.
Especially emails that actually ask you free applications or free software. Those are the ones. Or even free products. A lot of times we've seen the, Asie Berry one.
Oh, yeah.
That was still coming back a little bit more, saying free Asie Berry vitamins, but you have to give us your credit card number. Well, the credit, it's free, but they start charging you shipping and handling.
Right.
And then they put you on a plan where that you get a shipment every month. So if something's free, it should be free and unconditional, and don't give them your credit card because it's not free then. They're not going to charge you in any way. And if they do that, it's illegal, but they don't care. They're con artists. So they just try to take advantage of as much people as they can. They can take a dollar from, 40,000 people. That's pretty good windfall for them. And the more people they can take advantage of, and they try to lower the amounts down so you don't even think about it. Or you write it off to experience. Ah, it's $10.
Yeah.
Well, if they did it to 40,000 people, guess what? That $10 really adds up.
It certainly does. Yeah, if it keeps showing up over and over and again,
exactly,
then you're in a lot of trouble.
Right. People don't pay attention. They can stay. Then they keep recurring charging you, so they keep charging you month after month. And sometimes it's $10. You don't even think of it, or you think your spouse did it, or you think your mom did it, or whatever it may be. That's how they make their money.
All right, so when the kids are going back to school, a lot of parents are going away for Labor Day. This is probably the perfect time to talk about Labor Day. And you know, people are traveling. There's always scams involving travel, especially for such a busy weekend like Labor Day.
Exactly. People are looking to get away for the last summer hiatus. And what happens is that there's a lot of listing companies that are fraudulent in nature. So you may Google, you know, a cheap rental or whatever it may be, and then you end up going to a con operation or a scam organization that has great listings, but unfortunately they just stole it from another listing service.
Right.
It's basically they right click and paste, and that's what they do. And people think, wow, it looks great. It looks like a Fortune 500 company or you know, Airbnb, you know, major organization, when they just steal things. So you've got to check them out, not only at the Better Business Bureau, but you got to check out the offer. And again, please, if the offer seems too good to be true, it usually is. You're not going to get a Caribbean cruise for $19 or $100, whatever it may be. There's other limitations and exclusions. So you may have to get the airfare down there, or it may just be to get onto the boat, and then you get all the taxes and all that stuff. So,
and you should look for the hidden fees, too. I saw one site offering, say, $50 hotel rooms or $40 hotel rooms at a nice hotel.
Right.
And then they're tacking on all kinds of fees and additional charges.
Resort fees.
Exactly, for an extra $200. So that's where you pay it.
That's where you pay, basically. Yeah, you really got to read the fine print. It's always the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. And that's what happens all the time. And I remember not too long ago in the spring when the college students saw this glorious boat trip. Yeah. They thought it was a luxury liner. It actually ended up being just a barge.
Right.
And they just stayed on a barge. They didn't say what it was. And they kind of alluded to make it look like it was a luxury liner.
Yeah.
And so it was like cheap, $100. How can you go wrong going to the Bahamas for $100? But it was a barge.
Yeah.
You know, and barely had any bathrooms on it. So, you know, it's disheartening to see the kids taken advantage of, but anybody, especially around the holiday season, because people are just quick pace society. We want to get things done. We want to get a trip. We want to, you know, believe this vacation offer. And then before you know it, you fall for a fraudulent offer.
So always, as you always say, book through a reliable travel agency, get details about your trip in writing. And should you purchase travel insurance, even if it's just for a long weekend?
It's up to you. Now, insurance is like car insurance or, you know, insurance for your washer and dryer. It's up. You think you'll need it or not, depending on if you, you know, the amount of the trip or the amount of the cost associated with it, because the higher the price or if you feel that you may not be able to go, then you should get the insurance. But it's really up to you. So that's where they make the money, is on the insurance companies, obviously, because a lot of them you know, have limitation exclusions too. Just because you have insurance doesn't make you automatically scot-free when you want to cancel it. If you maybe not have a doctor's appointment, then you can't. So there's, again, the big print giveth, the little print taketh away. But read all the offers and check out the company, especially, and don't go with the pop-up ad that appears on Facebook.
Right.
That's
the
worst.
Or on your email or wherever it might be.
That is the worst. Social because media. You don't know.
Right, and it looks real. It's got all the bells and whistles, but you click on it and no.
Yeah, it's a hard sell. They gave the 800 number usually, and it's a hard sell. And those people are not here. They're not in the U.S. They're across the pond somewhere taking advantage of the people, and they really want your credit card and information. That's all they really want. They want to steal your identity or charge your account in some way.
And don't ever feel bad or scammed. I mean, I've fallen for so many of these. I've gotten the IRS call.
Sure.
In fact, I just got it a couple times last week. I called you again.
Yeah, that's right.
You're the best. You're on speed dial now on my phone, on my phone, Steve. But yeah, I mean, IRS scam, a lot of these senior citizens scams targeting senior citizens. Don't feel bad. Call the BBB if you have any questions.
Exactly. Yeah, they're taking advantage of the situation. And they scare the heck out of you, basically. And those IRS scams are increasing, actually. About a month ago, we've seen a huge increase, not only locally, but across the country. Right. And that tells me one thing, and I've been doing this for a long time, as you know, 30 years, is that it's scam is working.
Yeah.
They would stop. They would go on to something else. So the only way to put scams out of business is not to give them your business. So they're taking advantage of people. They're scaring them. The caller ID's changed. And they take advantage of the elderly sometimes because they're home and they answer the phone. They answer the door, whatever it may be. The IRS, nobody will call you and demand payment in 30 minutes. No organization will do that. The only organization you have to pay in 30 minutes is your pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
Everything else is a ripoff. It's a guarantee, the tip-off to the ripoff. If somebody calls you and demands 30 minutes of payment, IRS, People's Gas, Commonwealth Edison. We have a big problem in Chicago and elsewhere with ComEd, fake utility workers.
Oh, all the time. And I see them now, too. I mean, and you get, it's what, a couple of dollars? You get the fake vest that you can be
wearing. You can get those at flea markets.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And fake ID, the IDs are really easy to to duplicate in some way. You don't know what you're looking for.
Right.
So if anybody comes to your house and tells you some, you know, say they want access to your house or they happen to be in the area, don't let them in. Never let anybody in, and call the company that they're allegedly from, yourself, the number you know, and check if they're supposed to be there. And the trick we're doing with ComEd, the fake utility workers, saying they're from Commonwealth Edison, we got to get into your basement. And of course, you let them in and you take them downstairs, and the second individual goes through your items when you're downstairs with the other fake ComEd person.
You're
so
done.
It's not just ComEd, it's all the utilities.
It is, right. No, I've
but
seen
it's a
it
surge
all
in ComEd fake utility workers, and both Commonwealth Edison and us and the Better Business Bureau are trying to get the word out to, please, anybody comes knocking at your door, don't let them in. Check and verify them first. Call somebody. Don't let anybody into your house.
Steve, best advice.
My
when
pleasure.
In doubt.
Check it out, and before you buy or hire, BBB it.
Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.